HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast. Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion Story. This week on She Slays, we are in conversation with 26-year-old Harini Joshi from Gujarat. Harini was diagnosed with two holes in her heart when she was merely 2 to 3 years old. She got her open heart surgery done at the age of 4 in Chennai and was implanted with the pacemaker. Today, her heart is fully dependent on the pacemaker for its functioning. Harini mostly leads a normal life, apart from ensuring her pacemaker never runs out of battery. And she avoids too much exertion. Come, let's listen to her story.
Hi, my name is Harini Joshi and I'm 26-year-old. I am a teacher by profession. I teach keyboards and painting. I am basically from Mumbai but currently situated in Gujarat. And the health issue that I have actually recovered from is a heart ailment. I had my open heart surgery and after that I have a pacemaker that's implanted right now. So it all started when I was around 2-3 years old. I was very weak and had pneumonia for a long time. So it took some time for the doctors also to figure out. And then they called me the blue baby. Reason being, I had two holes in my heart due to which the blood wouldn't purify and my hands and nails would turn out sort of blue in color. After it was detected, my dad tried to find out the best doctors in the country and ended up in a hospital in Chennai, Madras Medical Mission. Dr. Cherian did my first open heart surgery over there. But even after the first operation, like even after my open heart surgery, the electrical impulses that flow weren't flowing well and my heart wasn't beating as it should be. So they took a decision to implant a pacemaker, and my very first pacemaker was put up when I was around 3.5-4. I do not remember much as a child who was put a pacemaker, like, but just I remember is I wasn't allowed to do a lot of sports or run around. I do remember some incidents when my pacemaker battery started falling down. My dad wasn't in town, so I did faint at home and fell down on my head. So it was like my mom woke me up and then we rushed to the hospital. It was just me and mom, we were rushing here and there for the checkups to be done. And I was admitted. And at that time, I do remember, the doctor who diagnosed me over there, who did my checkup, just told me that if you take her out of town right now, she'll not be alive anymore. That were the words. But my dad still had faith in doctors in Chennai who did my operation previously. So he told, it's okay, whatever happens, we'll take her to Chennai. Let's see whatever happens. We reached Chennai the very next day at night, like, and I do remember the wheelchair going behind and I was walking in front of it. I was like perfectly okay to enter the hospital. And yeah, over there I did have my second operation done when the pacemaker battery was changed. Even over there, what happened was my first pacemaker, that the battery they changed, didn't work out and I still had a few problems. So I had to go through another operation over there and then we were put like from a single chamber to a dual chamber pacemaker. That's how it went on. After that, I don't remember taking a lot of care. I was free as a bird after that. I feel like sharing an incident what happened. Last operation that I had was around 2014 when I was quite young and I was in my college and everything. So quite understandable that, okay, I have this issue, I need to get checkups done regularly and keep a track on my pacemaker. So I knew that my pacemaker battery was going down, everything. I did contact the doctor, told my dad, and then it was like I didn't need everybody from my family to come along with me to Chennai and get my operation done. It was just me and dad who took up a flight and we went to Chennai. We stayed there for a week at the hospital. I do not remember falling sick or anything after that. It was good. It was a great experience. I've become that strong right now that it's okay. If anything happens to me anywhere, I know what to do next. Recently, I went to a doctor that I've got a bit of breathing issue, you know. So he was like, what all do you do? What activities do you do? He was stunned to know that I do go for trekkings every weekend. I go hiking. I do a lot of cycling. And he was like, oh, you're not supposed to do all of this. But eventually he figured out that the breathing issues weren't because of this, but some other thing. So he gave me some diet to follow and he was like, okay, follow this, it'll be fine. After that, it was perfectly okay. It was fine. I even went out playing a lot. I did a lot of sports, everything. It's all good since then. My parents, yeah, they stood strong by throughout the journey. I remember when I had my first operation, even my grandfather wasn't well and he passed away during that time only, in a few months. But my parents, they stood very strong. They stood there by us, like whatever came their way, and fought with everything. So yeah, blessed to have them with us. And still, if I have any issues or anything, it's really easy for me to just tell them and go get it checked and everything. It's just as simple as that. They are very calm towards it. They've actually never let me feel like, oh, you've got this problem, please don't do this. Or, oh, you've got this, don't do that. Even after having a pacemaker, there are doctors who tell that, oh, you shouldn't run, oh, you shouldn't walk this much, oh, you shouldn't do this activity, that activity. But yeah, let me tell you, every weekend I wait for the weekend to come so that we can go out hiking, trekking, and yeah, I do enjoy my life. And my parents are very supportive towards it. They will never be like, oh, don't go, you know, you will have this problem. Oh, no, please. So yeah, I remember last my parents were like, where do you go every weekend? We'll also come along with you. And they've also started joining me for the hikes and everything. So that's how I would say how supportive they are. There's just one thing that I'd like to tell to all those people who are struggling through any sort of disease or ailments or anything. Just keep your willpower high, keep your spirits high, and just go through all of this. Live life as much as you can, because you never know what's next. Just enjoy your life. That's it.
So this was our champ Harini's story, whose tale hopefully inspires many to prioritize their health and wellness. Also, if you too are a She Slays champion or fighter and would like to share your story with us, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and enjoy, for we have many stories coming your way. This is Chayada Bas, your host, signing off. Take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.